Well, well, well. What do we have here?
It's a My Day Friday podcast.
Welcome to My Day Friday. My name is Anthony.
I'm Carla Marie.
We are going to get into a lot of things today. I know Carla Marie has a little list over there. Didn't you say you had a list? No?
That was some stuff for a Monday morning on our Twitch stream, but you know what? I can do it today,
Do at least
too.
One of them on the show.
I will.
Let's pretend like we know what we're doing. But it is spooky season. It is upon us. And coming up this week, we're going to be doing Drag Queen Bingo with a little Halloween theme. So Carla Marie and I will be dressed up. If you didn't buy your bingo kits yet, you're a little late and you can't buy them, but you can still join us, hang out, have some drinks, have fun as we live stream. That link is going to be in the description of this podcast. But in honor of spooky season, Carla Marie,
what do we got?
We didn't lie to you, folks. We told you we had living, breathing monstrosities. You laughed at them, shuddered at them, and yet, but for the accident of birth, you might be even as they are. They did not ask to be brought into the world, but into the world they came.
I can be a freak.
I can be a freak.
Let's get freaky!
Yeah! You ready to party, Carla Marie?
That scares me every time.
Welcome to the My Day Friday podcast. Like we said before we played that little intro, I haven't played that one in a long time.
No.
That's a little Steve Aoki in there.
That doesn't say like our names or anything, right?
No.
We could use that on Twitch.
We could have, but there's also music in it and like Twitch flags that way faster than podcasts do. Because I don't think we're supposed to use them on a podcast, but we also talk over it and like chop it up, so it's a little different on a podcast as opposed to
laws ruin everything.
They do. Laws are so silly. But I realized that the old version of Anthony that started this podcast and the new version of Anthony who's on the podcast right now, they met somewhere in the middle yesterday.
Oh God.
Because I cleared out the room that we use as our studio. It's also my bedroom. Mm-hmm. But we use it as our podcasting studio, our Twitch studio, and it had accumulated some junk. A lot of it was my sneakers, but there was just things everywhere.
Yeah.
And on the stream, you may not have seen them because we like push them to the side. Yeah. And that's also one of the problems is like then you just have like these very tightly packed piles of junk.
Yep.
So yesterday, Carla Marie was recording something in here. So I cleared a bunch of stuff out. And new me is so happy that there's actual space and it's clean and it's a little more organized and it's getting there. And that version of new me triggered old me to be like, I just want to party now. I want to go drink. I don't know why. I don't know how the cleanliness.
What?
Yeah, the cleanliness like somehow manifested itself into me being like, I'm going to party this weekend.
That makes no sense.
I know. But I live in a world that makes very little sense.
And we all do.
No, in my head. Like I have in my head, there's a whole different world of things that don't make sense because I feel like I live on opposite sides of like every spectrum you can have.
True.
So I decided that this week, I think I'm going to go to an actual club this weekend.
Are you going to dance?
Yeah, I hope so. Are you coming?
We know how I feel about the club.
Okay, you don't have to come.
The club.
You don't have to come.
The club.
I don't know exactly where I'm going. I do know our friends DJ Vega and DJ FaZe are both going to be DJing at a place in Bellevue, Washington.
Can I wear white sneakers?
Yeah, why not? You can wear whatever you want. Girls can also get away with wearing anything at a club.
Yeah, but like,
and it's also Washington.
It's a little weird though, because like the white sneaker thing is like very much a college young 20s thing. And like when I do it, I go to a place like a club, I will truly look like a mom trying.
No,
to
I think,
cool.
I think you're the size and have the economic outlook of someone in their 20s.
Yeah, how much career, are drinks in this club?
Career outlook. They're not that expensive. And when I say it's Washington in regards to like dress code, that's not supposed to be taken as an insult if you live in Washington.
No.
It's
I love it.
It's much harder to get into places if you're not on like a guest list in places like New York,
LA.
Miami, LA, Vegas.
I asked the sneakers question because like in New York, you cannot get into most clubs with sneakers on.
I disagree. Anyway, I also don't know when the last time you've been to a New York club is, Carla Marie.
Like probably
2002?
Probably. No. 2013?
Okay. Things have changed. a whole panini has come and gone. Well, it's come. It's not gone necessarily, but a whole panini has showed up and ruined everything.
When was the last time you went to a New York club before we moved?
A New York club? No, I've been to one since. No. Yes, I have. Where did I go? It was one of the years. Well, I went to Atlantic City last winter, or two winters ago. It was around that time.
So they let you wear sneakers in these places?
So there's a couple things. First off, if you're a woman, you can get away with basically anything. Especially if you're an attractive woman, you could get away with even more. That's the way.
Don't tell me what I can and can't wear.
That is the way the world works, yes. Unfortunately. It works similarly for men, just not as much. Mm. So, and here's the difference. If you're a 22-year-old woman and you're relatively good-looking, according to whatever standards society has set, you can get into basically any bar or club you want to. Mm. No questions asked. If you are of that same like level, let's say we're putting things on a 1 through 10 level in terms of looks. Mm-hmm. If you're the same level of looks as a guy, there's still a good chance at 22 years old and you're not on a guest list, you're not getting in.
Right.
Because there's a dude bouncer who's 6'7", 320 pounds. And his job is to make sure that the ratio of women to men is in favor of women in that place. And specifically attractive women.
Okay. What does that do with sneakers?
So women, like I said, can get away with wearing anything. There was never, I don't think there was ever a point in the clubbing scene where a woman would walk in with sneakers. Listen, if they're like ratty Converse, maybe they're not going to let you in.
I'm telling you right now.
When have you ever tried to get into a club and they said, no, ma'am, you're wearing sneakers?
I remember being like, I can't even wear flats to the club. I got to wear heels.
But who said that?
I don't know. Somebody told
me. No. So that's you. That is you putting society's pressures on yourself. I've seen tons of women wear sneakers in clubs. Now, in New York, New Jersey, Miami, LA, Vegas, do more women wear shoes? Absolutely. Like heels and whatnot? Or what do you call the other ones? Flats? No, not flats. Pumps? What are pumps?
Oh my God. What are you saying?
Oh, wedges. That's what I'm looking for. That word.
I Googled, can you wear sneakers to a club? This article from October 6th, 2021.
Okay.
So last week, what to wear to a club? Clubbing outfit ideas for women, 2021. Sneakers are a great style to wear at a club if you're not comfortable wearing heels or boots. The style will add to your attire while looking cute and allowing you to dance all night. You can pair any outfit by selecting white sneakers for a night out.
Yeah.
Bam.
But I go back to my original theory that I don't think a club bouncer has ever turned away an attractive woman at a bar or a club for wearing sneakers.
I will disagree that that has definitely happened.
If it has happened, the unfortunate circumstance is probably they didn't want you in there because of your looks and they used the sneakers as the excuse because they couldn't tell you you're too ugly to be in here.
I might wear my combat.
That's all I'm going to say.
My combat boots.
You can wear, and combat boots are cool too.
So
if you can wear sneakers, you'll go to this club on Saturday.
What time?
I mean, probably get there around 10:30. You don't have to come.
I know, but it is prime weather and time of year for sitting on the couch and watching Halloween movies.
And you can do that. If you choose to do that on your Saturday night, go for it.
I'm already going out tonight.
What are you doing tonight?
What? We have a dinner.
A dinner? That's not going out. That's
eating.
To
a spooky Halloween place.
That's eating. That's themed eating. That's not going out.
I might rage.
I mean, based off of what I've seen in this podcast, I highly doubt it.
I don't like being sick.
No one's telling you to be sick. No one. Okay.
If I go to a club, I am going to need to be intoxicated to enjoy myself.
That's your fault. And that means you should not go. Anything you need to be intoxicated
to
enjoy.
So what are you going
to
do by yourself at a club?
I've gone. When you were in Orlando, yeah. I went to a club by myself. I hung out with DJ FaZe. I know him. He's going to be DJing
so
if
like
I go.
So you like the weird friend who stands in the DJ booth?
Yeah. And luckily, he had another weird friend. And I say weird in this context because right. We were both there by ourselves just hanging out with FaZe. But he had another friend who was there. And we struck up a conversation. Got to know each other. I don't remember the guy's name, but he was very kind.
All right.
And we just had some drinks and BS'd,
all
you right. know?
We'll see. Follow
no,
along.
I don't know. I think I'm going to rescind my invitation here.
Your what?
My invitation. No. I choked a little bit when I said it. I think I'm rescinding my invitation to the club. All right? Because your attitude is already making me not want to go. What kind of nonsense
you
is
mean,
this?
You mean, am I convincing you to stay home and watch Halloween movies?
No, I'm just going without you.
We gotta watch Squid Game.
We can watch an episode of Squid Game. today and go to the club tomorrow.
When are we going to do that? We have a dinner.
A dinner. What time is dinner, Carla Marie? Tell everyone what time dinner is.
Well, it's first come, first serve, so we have to get there at 6:40.
So you think, how long do you think we're going to be theme eating in this spooky place
and
for?
And if we go to the club and we're out all night, that's going to throw off my whole sleeping.
The club isn't today. I know. That's tomorrow.
And we're supposed to go to a football game tomorrow.
Possibly.
You're asking me to do so many things.
No. This is where people get things twisted. I am not asking you to come with me. I am asking you if you would like to come with me. That is totally a choice that you can make. And if you say no, okay, my day is exactly the same. Okay. Actually, it sounds like it's going to be better, to be honest. I don't need to bring Miss. I need to bring my Tums to the club with me.
Tums.
I don't know. What else do you bring? Alka-Seltzer?
Kinderlite.
So,
okay,
you have a day to figure it out. And who knows? Maybe this will be a great Instagram story people can follow along. Carla Marie in the club. How do you spell that?
C-L-E-R-B.
Club?
No, C-L-U-R-B.
Okay, that makes sense.
The club.
I've got to make sure we could talk to DJ FaZe and DJ Vega and make sure there's like actual room at the club.
What? I'm not going if it's going to be people. Do we have to wear a mask? Yeah.
Probably, yeah. When I went, the mask mandate was off, I believe.
Well, October 25th, you can't even literally get into a place in Washington without a vaccine card or proof of negative test. So I think masks are still, I don't know what happens at that point. Do we get to take our masks off then?
I don't know. Probably not. Which is dumb, because like if everyone's vaccinated and has
but so is the negative test. Internationally.
Yeah, airplanes though, honestly, I'll say it. And even though having the mask on for an international flight was a little rough, I definitely snuck into the bathroom. And out of all the places, I probably should have kept it on in the bathroom. But I did take it off for a second to like rest my ears. But I'm okay with masks on airplanes. Because every time I hear someone cough, I'm just thinking, there was a time where that person coughed in this tiny ass tube. And it got all their stupid germs on me.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Okay, so about sneakers.
In the club or just in general?
In general. Did you see that I recently thought about this, so I was glad when I saw it happen. A Ukrainian airline is letting female flight attendants change their, like, they don't have to wear heels and a skirt anymore.
Yeah.
So they've changed the uniform. They're the first airline, I believe, to do this. And it's like, it's a pantsuit.
Good old Ukraine just leading the world.
And the sneakers that they get to wear are Nike Air Max.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
It looks awesome. Like, it looks cool and trendy. When you're on an airplane and they're like, they've got these women wearing like these. It's not even like they're wearing like cool. What was the cool airline? Like, they sell like the trendy stuff at Seattle.
Hooters?
Airport. No, the airline.
Oh, Pan Am?
Yeah. Like, it's not even like they're wearing Pan Am stuff. It's like they're wearing like weird shit that doesn't fit that they got at the Goodwill on the airplane.
Shoes.
Like, no. Our regular airline, like what they're wearing now, none of it is trendy. It's like all like, I know Delta did a few things a few years ago where they like changed their outfits. But when you're on the airplane, like it looks like, I don't know, not cool.
Of course. Yeah.
But this outfit.
They're just, they're uniforms that haven't been updated in a long time.
Yeah. But this outfit is like cool and trendy.
Okay.
And I'm like, that's what I want to see when I'm flying.
Yeah. I think they do need to, and Nike makes enough money, but I feel like you've got to have some sort of Air Nike sneaker because you're in the air and it makes sense. Like Air Maxes, Air Jordans, something like that. It makes sense. You got the little air bubble in your shoe.
And a lot of things I didn't realize, they were interviewing the female flight attendants that were part of this airline, asking them about it. And they were like, you have no idea how painful it is wearing heels on an airplane.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Not only, obviously, you're on your feet a lot of it, but when I fly, me personally, a lot of times I have to take my sneakers off or completely unlace them because my feet swell so much. So they were saying in heels, it's like, it's unbearable. And I was like, oh my God.
Yeah, because those are tougher materials too. They don't like expand
don't
like a sneaker.
And your ankle gets swollen because you're, I don't know, what is that called?
What, at an angle?
Angle.
So, and you've got to think today, like everyone forgot how to act on planes. Mm. And like these flight attendants have to kick people in the chest now part of their job requirements. Yeah. So, I guess that's actually an argument to keep the heels if you're going to kick someone in the chest. But if you need to be like mobile and tie down an unruly loser on an airplane, then sneakers are probably the way to go.
This is a quote from the article. I think stability. The airline is Sky Up. And it says, times have changed. Women have changed. So in contrast to the conservative classics, heels, red lipstick, and a bun, a new, more modern, comfortable image of champion has appeared. That's true. Like, they always have their hair in a bun.
I do think the hair and the makeup is always, like, over the top on airlines.
And if now you're a flight attendant,
and if you're a flight attendant and you've got some inside insight into this, feel free to email us hello@carlamarieandanthony.com. That is our new email address. So if you've been like listening to this as we have progressed, it started out with a My Day Friday email, and then it was a Gmail for Carla Marie Anthony. Now the official email that we are using, the other ones you'll get a bounce back. The official email we're using now is hello@carlamarieandanthony.com. And the reason you want to put that into your contacts is the newsletter that we have linked in the description of this podcast. We've been having some issues with getting the newsletter into people's inboxes and not into spam. Mm-hmm. And that is the email that it comes from. So if you add hello@carlamarieandanthony.com into your address book in your email,
yep,
there's a better chance you will get our newsletter in your inbox where it's supposed to be and not in spam. So if you can do that, that'd be fantastic. And again, if you've never signed up for the link to our newsletter or in the link to our newsletter, that is in the description of this podcast.
Good job, Anthony.
Thanks. I'm just trying to make things work, you know?
I mean, you never learned the My Day Friday email address?
Yeah. I'm not even going to say it because I don't want to confuse people.
Okay.
But I do know it now. I'm faking that. I don't know it now, but it doesn't matter anymore. All I need to know is hello@carlamarieandanthony.com. That's like kind of crazy. We have an official website.
I know.
Is anything on it?
What? Are you kidding me?
No, do you do stuff on the website?
I'm going to punch you in the face.
Well, everyone go check out, what's our website? CarlaMarieAnthony.com. Dear God. Is it Carla Marie Anthony Show or just CarlaMarieAnthony.com?
Both work. We own both. We also own CarlaMarieAnthony.show.
Oh, that's cool.
GoDaddy has been down, so I haven't been able to transfer, like, make that work.
Gotcha.
It will.
CarlaMarieAnthony.show.
GoDaddy is such a weird, like, why?
I don't know.
I remember when it was like Danica Patrick was talking about go buy your domain name and everyone was like, oh.
Didn't they have a bunch of commercials with like bikini girls? And then Danica Patrick was one of the bikini girls.
Yeah, it was Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I don't know what year.
Whatever. They've cornered the market on domains. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't even know where else to check for a domain.
I think you can actually, well, because our domain is hosted on Wix.
People are going to hack us now because they know.
They don't want our shit. Anyway,
So go visit the highly successful website, CarlaMarieAnthony.com.
I update it every day.
It's beautiful.
Okay. So this morning, Anthony and I worked out together.
Mm-hmm.
I've been talking about going to Barry's boot camp for a while. Well, I guess it's just Barry's now.
Yeah, they dropped the boot camp, really.
Like forever ago. I still call it Barry's boot camp because saying Barry's, I think people are like, who?
Yeah.
So I have been going for, I'd say this year, very consistently. Prior to this, I would kind of on and off. But I've talked on the podcast how, like, I wanted to a rewards program. Remember, Anthony, you were telling me?
Yes. You wanted to be rewarded for doing nothing, just doing the basic bare minimum.
Yeah, and now they're, not only do they make a rewards program, but now they're also doing the level up challenge, where when you go and you take a certain amount of classes, you get extra points towards your rewards program. I'm in my absolute glory. But today, I finally got Mr. Pump Iron to come to Barry's with me.
Who's that? You. Oh, me. Okay.
Because you normally go to the gym for 3.5 hours and just lift weights. And I was actually impressed at how much you were keeping up in class today.
Well, I mean, I still work out every day. What are you talking about? I will say that I had done Barry's and I've done a bunch of, like, HIIT classes in the past. Mm-hmm. But really, since, like, June, I haven't done any of that kind of stuff. I've just been lifting.
Mm-hmm.
I do a little bit of cardio. I do a little bit of cardio at the gym, but it's like not the same as doing a Barry's class or a title boxing class or anything like that. In the first round at Barry's, I was sucking wind.
Same.
It was tough because I haven't moved like that in a long time. Now I got the hang of it. The treadmill I did, if you're familiar with a Barry's boot camp class or a Barry's class, when you're on the treadmill, they'll yell out three numbers and your goal is to hit one of those. I was doing the bare minimum on every level.
It's normally what I do until sprint time comes around.
Even the sprints. That's usually what I used to do was like I would go all out in like a 15 level sprint, 15 speed. Mm-hmm. But today I was like, you know what? I did legs last night late. I haven't sprinted in a long time.
Yep.
I'm going to be an adult who understands he's getting older and needs to take care of his body. And I looked at my my Fitbit that I wear. My heart rate was still at like 170. So I'm doing work.
Yeah.
I just don't need to push it that much.
I hit an 11 on the treadmill today.
I saw that. That was
good.
Which
is fast for me, considering I have treadmill fears of falling off that treadmill in the middle of the class. Also, I lifted the same amount of weights, heavy size. What is that called? Weight?
Yeah.
I lifted the same weight amount as Anthony, except for the last round.
You did?
Yeah. We both had 20s the first time.
Yeah. So I asked the guy, and keep in mind, I'm going to the gym again later, which is why I was like, I'm doing this as a cardio workout. I'm not trying to like go ham here in Barry's. This is my cardio workout. There's a very specific reason I'm here.
Mm-hmm.
So I did 20s the first time and 30s the second round. This is all probably pretty boring if you've never been to a Barry's class and you don't know what we're talking
about. Well, that's why I'm talking about this, because in 6 classes, I have my 100th class, and I want to get as many people as I know in that class to celebrate.
Oh, to take it with you?
Yeah. I mean, I know 100's not that big deal. Like, our friend Colleen is at like 550.
Yeah, but she's been doing it consistently for years.
I have done... I've probably done 60 classes this year.
And Colleen, for a long time, worked in the iHeartRadio offices in Lower Manhattan. And there was literally a Barry's boot camp across the street. Yeah. So it was just like the easy, not, it's not easy to take that class, but it was very convenient for her.
Yeah. So I think I did about, because I feel like I was in my, the class level was in 30s when I was going this year. I want to ask them how many I've taken this year. But I want it to be a big party for Carla Marie.
Okay. I'll be there. When is this class?
I don't know. In 6 classes. So in I'll probably know better on like Monday or Tuesday of next
week. Okay. Well, I'll be there, Carla Marie.
Thank you.
And I will be doing the lowest level sprint possible.
Okay.
I did get this email this morning. We actually both got it to one of our old email addresses. I don't know if you saw this, Carla Marie.
No.
It's very interesting. Okay. So the email comes from Carlos. Carlos works for, allegedly, a company called podstatus.com. Okay. The title, the subject line of this podcast says, My Day Friday is ranking very well...
amongst teens
in Russia.
Shut the fuck up.
Apparently that's the title. And then the email goes on to say, Hello, how's it going? Hope all is well. I have some cool information that might interest you. Your podcast My Day Friday has good performance in Apple podcast rankings last 30 days. Our position is 159 in the category of personal journals in Russia and 186 in the category of personal journals in United States. So we do better in Russia than we do in the U.S.
Is that people like in the U.S. having a VPN that pings to Russia?
Maybe.
This is how Russia stole the election.
This data is provided by podstatus.com.
It's our podcast fault.
So I'm going to go look into this thing.
No.
I'm not going to click the link.
What do they want? Money.
I don't know. It just says it might be useful information. He's not even really, it doesn't look like he's selling anything.
Just say, okay.
But it's probably like a virus where if I click on that link.
I went on the website. It's odd.
A bunch of weird animal stuff is going to come up on my phone.
Also,
I don't know.
We're under personal journals still.
I guess. This is a personal journal. We talk about things we do.
I guess out of all the millions of podcasts there are, being 186.
Well, hold on. Don't sell yourself short. 186 in America.
Right.
159 in Russia.
So you mean to tell me if I go to Russia.
Oh, they know us. They know us. And look at that. Today we got to talk about Russia and the Ukraine. They get along swimmingly. No, they don't.
I don't think I'll visit Russia.
I'd love to visit Russia.
Why?
Moscow seems like a beautiful city.
Oh, yeah. I'm scared, though.
And Russia's so big. Like, I want to go to Siberia.
I'm scared, though, because of everything that happened with Pussy Riot.
Yeah, I mean, don't protest the government when you go. And also, in a lot of countries around the world, you probably shouldn't speak out against the government when you get there. Most places don't take very kindly that sort of talk. They don't like your con around these parts. I also really want to go not only to Russia, which I would love to see at some point.
Yeah, I'd go to Moscow.
I want to go to Mongolia. Mm-hmm. Mongolia, for some reason, fascinates me. It's gigantic when you look at it on a map.
Isn't that the number? No, I'm sorry.
What?
I was going to say number one spoken language is Mandarin.
Yeah, yeah.
I heard the M and then N and then another N.
And then you think of like the Great Wall of China, and that was built to keep the Mongolians and Attila the Hun and his people out. Maybe not Attila, but the Mongols, if you will, out. It's the reason in Mulan, they talk about the Huns. Mm. The Huns came from Mongolia, as far as I know. And if I'm wrong, feel free to email us. hello@carlamarieanthony.com.
What goes on there? I don't know.
I don't know either, but I just want to go. It's one of those places I would just like to go explore.
What about Bali? That's my favorite.
Bali seems cool, but that...
Whoa! Mongolia looks so cool.
What is there? Tell us. You're researching
cool
it.
Cool buildings and mountains?
I would also like to go to Romania. That's another place. And apparently it's like the least developed country in Europe. And it's known as Europe's forest. And they've got a bunch of like crazy animals there that no one else has. And I'd like to go see Romania. So those are the places that once the panini's over... I would like to go to. I've also wanted to go to Japan for a long time, so that's on the list.
I would like to go to Africa.
Which part?
Well, South Africa. Where is that Uber driver from?
The Uber driver that took us to the airport that one
Not
day?
Zambia?
No, he was from... It was one of the former French colonies.
It was like a...
Here, give me the map and I can tell you.
I thought I saved it when he told me.
Not Ghana. Where was he?
No, it was somewhere we never heard of.
No, I had heard of it, for the record.
So, yeah, I would like to go to Africa because I feel like...
God, I can't think of where this guy was from.
I feel like Africa is the most different... I don't want to say most different. I guess parts of Africa would be similar, but I think it would be most different than my everyday life. I think Bali would be too, but...
He was from Gambia.
That's what I said.
You didn't say Gambia.
No, I said Nambia.
Nambia?
Or Namibia.
What? Did you say Nigeria?
No, there's a Namibia, whatever. Zoom out. Bottom left.
Bottom left? Oh, Namibia.
Namibia.
Okay. Yeah, he was from Gambia, which is on the western side, a little over Sierra Leone.
Does it snow anywhere in Africa?
I mean, there's mountains. K2 is the second tallest mountain in the world, and I think that is in Africa, from what I remember, in my geography classes back in the day.
Yeah, I would like to go there.
But I would like to, I mean, I want to explore as many places as possible and as many different places as possible. I'd also like to explore the places that not everyone talks about, you know, like Bali, people go there for their honeymoons and exotic vacations and stuff. I want to go just explore local places that don't get a lot of press. Like there's how many of those stand countries? Like Kazakhstan, Turkmenistan.
Yeah.
My cousin works in one of them.
Uzbekistan, Turkmenistan, Tajikistan, Kyrgyzstan.
I think my cousin works in either Tajikistan or Turkmenistan. He does like this, the way that they do their shifts is he'll be there for like 4 weeks and then has 2 weeks back in Lebanon. And I want to go visit those places and just see how people live.
Oh. Whoa. Russia's big.
Russia is gigantic.
Wait, that's all Russia?
Yeah.
Are they kidding? Do people live in this whole place?
The northern parts of Russia aren't really that populated.
Damn. And they still like us. Wow.
Russia?
Yeah, our podcast.
Or our podcast. I thought you meant us as Americans.
No. And Egypt, because I have three very good friends there.
Egypt would be a cool place to go. Although I heard if you're at the pyramids in Giza,
there's like McDonald's.
Like you're looking at the pyramids, but like right behind you, it's like shopping malls and a bunch of really touristy things.
Because people suck.
Well, it's like Niagara Falls.
Yep.
If you see Niagara Falls, it's beautiful. And then you turn around and there's a Ripley's, believe it or not, like down the block.
Wow. Egypt is that close to Lebanon? Who knew?
They're all in the Middle East. Yeah.
Is Cyprus cool?
Egypt is considered the Middle East. It's on, obviously, the African continent, but it's part of the Middle East.
What goes on Cyprus? It's an island.
That's a great question. I don't know, Carlamar. We should go visit it, though.
Wow. I highly suggest...
Are you just going to go through this whole map now and comment?
Wow. I highly suggest looking at Google Maps. It's one of my favorite things to do. It's like I use it.
And do what?
Just like you click on a place. Like I'm looking at beaches now and I'm like, oh, you know what? Look, Tomb of the Kings. Seems like something I would want to do if I ever visited. It's only $2.90.
So Carlamar and my...
I can save it.
Carlamar and my dad... I realized I have very similar traits when we were all on vacation together because I was driving most of the vacation while we were in Spain. And my dad, both Carlamar and my dad, I feel like are uncomfortable if they are awake and there is silence. Okay? Now, that doesn't mean they're going to stay awake for the whole drive. They're both totally fine sleeping on long car rides. But... God forbid they're actually awake while you're driving. because they'll just start reading things and pointing out things that aren't significant at all. And the worst part was, while they were awake, was when there were the most things to observe in the cities that we were driving around. So they were just, like, my dad at one point.
No, your dad is worse than me.
He is worse. My dad at one point was reading Burger King billboards out loud. Out loud.
In Spanish.
Yeah, as well as he could read them in Spanish. And Carla Marie does the same exact thing.
I was practicing my Espanol.
It was just the weird, and my dad would just read every highway sign that we passed, if he was awake, which was rare, but if he was awake and there was a little bit of silence,
has to do with Google Maps.
He was reading that. I just feel like you got into a zone there, Carla Marie, where you were looking at the map, forgetting we were podcasting, just reading out the things that you were seeing.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty much
like, oh, here's Egypt. Oh, there's Madagascar.
I didn't see the Nile now that I think about it.
It was running along Egypt.
What is the in denial joke?
What?
Like you say, like if someone's like in denial, like yeah. Literally the act of denying something.
Yes.
And there's something like, what are you, Egyptian? And you're like, what? Because you're in denial.
And on that highlight, I think we say goodbye. Thank you for hanging out with us. We'll see if Carla makes it out to the club.
Oh, God.
It's highly doubtful. And I actually do think that, after all I've experienced on this podcast, her invitation is now rescinded. I don't think she has my invitation to the club. She can go on her own, though. But follow along. All of the social handles that you would need are in the description of this podcast. Yep. I am at Worst Anthony.
I'm at the Carla Marie.
And our show on Instagram is Carla Marie and Anthony. Everything else you need in the description of this podcast. Please subscribe to our YouTube channel and or our Twitch channel. We would really, really appreciate it. Enjoy your weekend. You look great.
Yeah, that river is really long.